Take a comfortable seat and close your eyes. Keep them closed for the duration of this short talk and try to take in what I'm saying. Hear the sounds of the words and sense their meaning. Without overanalyzing or overthinking them, let the words drift over you while you focus on the breath coming in and coming out. Imagine a large-scale rectangular tapestry named Repair, hung at eye level, taller than an adult and surrounded by a yellow border signifying the colour of sunshine and courage, but with negative associations of danger and toxicity. The imagery for Repair came from a photograph taken in 1915 in Henry Wellcome's Hall of Primitive Medicine. Now the black and white image on the tapestry shows eight people with stern looks. Six white men and two women, posing with objects on display. One young man between two young women, the rest of the five standing behind them. The men all dressed in dark suits and ties. The woman seated on the left wears a striped shirt, while the other is in a light-coloured overall, typical of working women in the 1910s. Each person holds in their hands an object, ranging from human skulls to wooden figures to head masks. The objects are held in a variety of ways, from cradling to arms wrapped around, evoking senses of ownership, possessiveness, and colonial authority, but also with a sense of professional pride. As we sit here in silence for a few more moments, let's imagine what it must have been like to work in the museum back then. Now open your eyes, return your awareness to the room, and look at the tapestry.